A word on this, on the notion of the unmercenary physicians whom we celebrate today. Of course, at first blush, we think, well, anytime you've got a doctor who doesn't demand payment, you have a miracle. And so here were these doctors in the ancient world who didn't ask for money, and now they're saints. It's a special category, even, of saint, the unmercenary physicians. One of the nine categories. But it's really not sort of, I don't want to single out doctors, in case there are any here. The same could be said about bishops, you know. There are a lot of bishops in the church calendar of saints, but I tend to think not that doesn't speak so much for the wonderfulness of bishops overall, but rather the reverse. That when people got a good one, they were so happy. And it was so wonderful and so unexpected that they make him a saint. See, how many parish priests are saints? Very few. And does that speak badly about parish priests? Not necessarily. That they're good is kind of commonplace. Though it's not noticed as it would be in a bishop, where it's much rarer. So these unmercenary physicians. And healing. God still heals, you know. I was approached by an acquaintance of mine in our diocese yesterday, the day before, actually, when we were venerating the miracle-working icon. And he came to me and told me his little grandson had been diagnosed with cancer. Now, I've forgotten the child's name, and I'm sure he'll tell me, I think, again, so I can be reminded. But that's exactly the thing that we pray to Our Lady to, that we receive this, the miracle of her myrrh, which is whose very existence, of course, is a miracle. We hope that it and she may act on our souls, but also our bodies. We are not a disincarnate religion. We don't believe in just souls. The Word, says the Gospel of John, the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Our flesh, when it dies, is not simply thrown away. If you've ever been to one of our funerals, you know it's serious. We take a while. And we kiss the body in the coffin. It's not simply carrion, trash. It's received the sacraments. It's blessed. It will fall apart, to be sure, in the earth. But there's a continuity, we believe, between this flesh we receive, and which is so perishable, and which will perish. There's a continuity between it and what we will receive in the kingdom of God, which shall have no end. And the healings of the great healing saints like those we celebrate today, the miracles worked by Our Lady in all her different appearances through the world, through the earth, including the one we were privileged to experience these last couple of days. All those demonstrated to us again and again this link between the spirit and the physical. Not always the one is to be saved through the other. It works both ways, you know. That spirit doesn't just save body or flesh. flesh can imprint spirit. That's the point that Bishop Callistus Ware makes about St. John Climacus, that this mortal clay can imprint spirit, that through our flesh we work on the spirit, our spirits. Through our flesh we help mold our souls into a shape adequate to God, who is the healer, the physician of soul and body forever. Amen.